This might look like a normal job, but it's not. When hackers infiltrate networks and steal or destroy proprietary data, we're all at risk. Earn a master's degree in cybersecurity online at Grand Canyon University and help protect your company from cyber threats by performing vulnerability assessments and threat hunting to catch hackers. What do you think protecting your company looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1681. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. No show is even close, and I had the number two show, and by this point, I have twice as many episodes of this show as I had of Job Search Radio. I think I stopped at about 825 there. I'm more than double that, right? So today's show is about, well, not getting feedback from an organization, wondering whether you should follow up and with whom. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review. And you know what? It's the weekend coming up, a special weekend prior to Christmas, and you got to get to the store. Listen while you're shopping. I've got a lot of great material. Hope you find it helpful, and let's get going, okay?
The question is, I haven't heard back from anyone after my interview. Should I email the recruiter or my interviewer? What are some tips in order to hear back after I email either one of them? Now, here's one observation. I don't know how recently you did the interview. If you did it today and you haven't heard at 4 o'clock, well, it may just be too soon for them to get feedback. Also, I don't know what kind of recruiter this is. Are you talking about a corporate recruiter, third-party recruiter? I'm going to try and address a lot of these contingencies with my answer. But in the meantime, let's work on this question. I haven't heard back from anyone. You obviously want to hear back. Here's the easiest way to hear back. Knock their socks off. Blow everyone else out of the water. Impress the heck out of them so they go, Oh, we cannot let this person leave our offices. We cannot let them leave our domicile without an offer. Now, this obviously didn't happen. So let's go on to the next scenario. Should I email the recruiter or my interviewer? Well, let's look at recruiter. Corporate recruiter, third-party recruiter. If you're introduced by a third-party recruiter, definitely you contact them, not the interviewer. If it's a corporate recruiter, depends on what the initial introduction was. If you were introduced by someone within the firm, and the first interview you did was with the hiring manager and then with the recruiter, go to the hiring manager first because you were introduced by someone to them. If this was just, I answered an ad and they called me and it was a good interview, contact the corporate recruiter. Because they're really running point on the relationship with you. So they may not have heard anything. Now, how can you get some feedback after the interview in order to hear back? So the easiest thing to do is at the end of the last meeting that you had, get a sense of their timeline. Number one is, when they say, so do you have any questions for us? You go through a series of questions, and then they go, anything else? Yeah, could you give me a sense of what your timeline is for next steps? So that this way I have reasonable expectations about when I could hear from you. I know it's not cast in stone. I know it may take a couple of days longer, but if you say I'll hear from you tomorrow, if it's good news and it's a week later, I know my answer. So that's one thing. Another way that you can do it is, when they say, so is there anything else? What were your impressions of me today? What did you perceive my strengths to be? Where can I do better? How did I compare with others that you interviewed or that you have interviewed for this role? See, you're looking for feedback and you're waiting for them to call you with feedback, which is either, and there's not a lot of room in the middle. Every once in a while, you get a, we're not sure about this guy, which with time always turns into a. So what you want to be doing is while you have them in the room, while you're interviewing with them, you want to say, how does my experience compare with others that you've been talking with? And they're going to give you some hedge answer. They're going to say, well, you've got some strengths in this area that we really find attractive. However, you don't seem strong enough in this area, at which point you can address those concerns, right? You can talk to them about what your experience is in this other area, because they may not have phrased the question in a particular way to elicit that answer. You see, they may be hiring, but that doesn't make them, you know, professional with the questions. It doesn't, and by professional, I'm not meaning unprofessional being, you know, the antithesis. They're amateurs. You know, they're not professional interviews. They do what they do and they have to interview as part of the job. So recognize that and help them by just simply saying, you know, what did you perceive my strengths to be? How do I compare with others? They'll talk with you about the strengths. They'll talk with you about how you compare with others. There you're getting the feedback. And if for some reason they missed asking you about something that they bring up in that part of the conversation, you can go, oh, that's what you were looking for. I'm very sorry. Can I speak to that with you now? And then you can address what their concern is and then conclude by saying, is there anything else that you perceived I wasn't as strong in as some of the others? Because I want to make sure you have best information. And whatever decision you make, you're going to make that decision, but I want to make sure you have the best information. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.